when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
I'm happy to be here. Are you happy to be here? Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful family that we belong to. And so asking about, are you going for homecoming? If you are happy to see the family, are you going for homecoming? Because the numbers I am seeing, they are not impressive. But I believe that homecoming will be a wonderful, someone said a fanfare, to be a wonderful gathering of children just having fun. Amen. But tonight, let's share a word of prayer. Father, thank you so very, very much for this time together here in your presence. Thank you that we are called to this great, great mystery of your calling, that you use human beings to do the work on earth. Let that calling be a valuable thing in our sight and bless us. Thank you so very, very much. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Tuesday evenings, we are here to talk about ministry, not so much Christianity as ministry, where we talk about what we do for God. Is that the case? That's the case. Just a couple of weeks ago, our prophet had a fantastic camp in St. Lucia. And as I listened to it, I felt that this is a key. As I listened to that camp, I felt in myself that this is the key to what we are looking for. Hallelujah. What we are looking for, those of us who gather here, what we are looking for is church growth. We are servants armed and trained. Abraham's servants who were domestic servants, killing sheep, polishing, cleaning, dusting, cooking. Domestic servants who were trained to become soldiers, so that the time when his nephew was kidnapped by the five kings, the cook, the garden boy, the driver, the watchman, those domestic servants rose up and they took cutlasses, took swords, took instruments, and they charged out with Abraham to go and fight armies, an army of a king. Hey, I think we have not paid attention to that scripture. They went to fight, and then they actually won. They scattered five kings, and then took back lots, and then even got a lot of plunder. So much that when Abraham met Melchizedek, who was a king, what he offered him was significant. Hallelujah. These are ordinary people who became warriors. And this meeting here is of largely ordinary church members who are on their way to becoming warriors. You didn't clap for yourself. Largely, we are regular. I mean, if I look here, I don't see any superstars. I don't see any shining stars. I see regular church members, but with some direction and some guidance, we are on our way to become superstars. And what our prophet preached at the camp, it struck me. He said what? I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. You know. And, you know, if when we talk about camps, we are talking about preaching for about 20 hours. Yeah. And we are here for just 1 hour or less. When you talk about a camp, we are spending days, 2 or 3 days, full days of just trying to delve into one subject. This evening, clearly, we don't have that time. But I can give you the points. Do you learn the points? I know you have not listened. Doesn't matter. I can give you the points which I believe are a pointer, a direction. And the reason why I find this significant for tonight is the fact that I am trying to convey to us this evening the supernatural nature of the work that we are doing. Amen. I'm trying to convey to us this evening that the work we are doing, or the work we have put our hands to, you must believe that it is supernatural. You must believe. I'll spend time this evening to try to explain this statement. But I want you to grasp it, that it is not doing things. It's not what you are doing, which is also important. Yeah, it's important. If you do nothing, you also get nothing. So doing things is important. But I want us to primarily this evening grasp that what it is that we are about here is first and foremost spiritual. First and foremost spiritual. I'm trying to say it in another way, but nothing is coming. Yeah, it is spiritual. We must grasp and understand that what we are talking about doing, and it is basically growing our churches. It is something which, if you are not spiritual, if you are purely secular, natural, if you are somebody who, this morning, Prophet said something during our flow prayer meeting. I know some of you didn't listen, but it doesn't matter. We have stopped that fight. I don't know what I'm going to do. But he said something. He said, some people don't pray. He said, some people don't pray. And he said that some people, those of us who pray, we are among the top 10% of peoples in the world. I mean, Chris, some people do not pray. Yeah. When you don't pray, it means that, well, I will come to that. But it means that you have not put any trust in the help of God. Because Bible says also in James, ye have not because ye ask not. So when we don't pray, something is not wrong. Something is wrong with you. But let me just run through the points, the topics he gave for the camp. Clearly, I cannot begin to explain clearly. But the title itself alone is an indicator of what it is. Now, the starting point that I want us to begin with is the fact that it must be what we are doing here. It must be spiritual. Can we agree on that? Can we agree on that? It must be spiritual. It means that you cannot rely on physical efforts. It means you cannot just be running up and down, calling people, making phone calls, going to your area, calling your members to come and let's go to church, and you don't pray. Touch your neighbor and tell them, if by the grace of God you have a basenta or a branch and you don't pray, you are a basket trying to fetch water. You are a basket trying to fetch water. It's almost impossible. Only that the basket will get wet. So that's the water you have. Yeah. That's the water you have. The water on the basket itself, the cane basket or the woven raffia things. By that you are containing water. Tell somebody it's impossible. You cannot, I mean, you are, so how do I know? Because miracle number seven that Bishop mentioned is, I believe in miracles. Number seven, because I believe in the salvation of a man's soul, which is the greatest miracle. The salvation, I mean, born again. Hey, born again. Look, it is one. It's a miracle, actually. It's a miracle that somebody will change. And that is why some people don't change fully. I don't understand what I'm saying. They don't change fully. They have changed small or partially. And that is why you have Christians who are entangled in every kind of sin, every kind of sin. You find a Christian here. Some of them are here this evening. You find them into every sin from the A to B to, you name the sin. Name the sin. Somebody is here. Yeah. No, you see, I'm trying. I mean, me, recently I was thinking about my life and what I have come to do on this earth with my life. And I think that me, all my life is one, church work. I mean, since I stopped pharmacy, even before I stopped pharmacy, that has been my real driving force, church. Building churches, planting churches, doing church, pastor. That has been my greatest joy, the book Art of Shepherding. Oh, when I die, they put it on my chest and send me with it. When I go to heaven, I'll show the Lord that this is, yeah, the Art of Shepherding. It's the greatest, I mean, of all the honors I've had, that book, because it is my heart. Yeah, it's the greatest. How we can do our work well. miracles. Because it will be a miracle. It will take miracle for us to build churches. It will take, that's why the greatest miracle is the saving of somebody's life, of a soul. It's a miracle. People don't change. People don't change. I mean, people have done, they have gone to church, they have done so many things. They don't change. They are just the same. And look, every right now in America, I don't know, but maybe in Ghana too, divorce rates in church, in town, is the same. It's the same. Yeah. I'm sure juju rates in church, in town, is the same. Or slightly close. That one they'll say it's close. Yeah. So, number one, I believe in miracles because I believe in the Bible. I want us to read these next few points. Read them in both directions. In both directions. It means that I believe in miracles because I believe in the Bible. Which also is to say, if I don't believe in the Bible, I don't believe in miracles. If I don't believe in the Bible, and the Bible, look, if you believe in the Bible, you'll be a different person. No doubt about it. If you believe in the Bible, you have answers to almost every problem you will ever have. Because the Bible addresses every possible situation you will have. Yeah. Do you know what I think? Many of us don't believe in the Bible. Why do I say that? Because many of us don't read the Bible. Don't read it. If you ask most people from Sunday, maybe even come to church crowd, they don't bring Bible. Yeah. I wonder if we can say strongly, how many of us can say deliberately that every single day of the week, I have a Bible interaction, not a passing interaction, but a real Bible interaction. I wonder how many of us can say that every day. You know, when I say every day, it means Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday too. Every single day, I spend time with my Bible. That's what it means. Today, I clearly, do not be shouting at my preaching. clearly. But I've stopped minding about shoutings long ago. I think that many of us are aware of the Bible, but don't believe in it. We are aware. It's like somebody who says we can buy shares in a company, and then after 10 years the shares will go up, and then you buy it at 10 cedis this year, by the next 10 years to be 100 cedis. That's a very good investment. Yes. So you go and tell people you can buy a share now, 10 cedis, 2034, it will be worth 100 cedis. That is more than any bank, and you can see all you can see. But do you know what? Some will still not buy. Some will still not buy, even after giving them this good news, because they don't believe it. Or am I not saying that thing well, Mr. Bankerman? They will not buy it still. You have said everything. I've explained, giving them graphs and things. They don't, oh, yeah, the thing is a sure banker winner. That if you buy this thing, you will get these returns in this year. Yes. And they all listen and listen and listen and nod and even clap. But when you walk out of the room and you come and sit down at the table and receive their purchases of the shares, you find that half the room walked away. I hope you're understanding me. Yeah. And I'm trying to say that many of us don't believe in the Bible. It sounds extreme. It sounds untrue to say this in a church. What are you saying? I've gone to a stadium. Say, they don't believe in football. And you're at a stadium. Then why did we here? Why are we here? Why did we come? That's what you are saying. But listen, I took my wife to a stadium once. She doesn't believe in football. But she was there for another reason. For another reason. So some can be at a stadium and they don't believe in football. But they are there for a job. That's where they work. That's what they do or something. And so some can be here and you do not. Your faces are really intimidating. No. I'm just commenting. I don't really care. I mean, it doesn't affect me at all. It doesn't affect me at all. But I'm just commenting on your faces. That you may not believe in the Bible. You may not take the Bible seriously enough to read it every day. And that is why the miracles that we need in this life are not to be observed. They are bereft. You are bereft of it. They are devoid out of your life. No miracles. No miracles. No miracles. Amen. I'll be out with me. Yeah. I mean, everything we know about everything is on the Bible. The Bible is everything about the spiritual world. The Bible is all our knowledge, all that we have is the Bible. And so not to believe, I mean, you cannot tell me you believe in education, then you don't go to school. No, then you don't believe in it. You may confess it, but you don't believe in it. Amen. I don't know whether I'm able to explain what I'm saying about you. And you see, it sounds extreme when I say that you don't believe in the Bible. It sounds extreme, as if, like, how? I mean, this forum, if I go to Bantama High Street, I can say this there, but not here. But this is where I'm saying it, that you must believe in the Bible. Amen. Number two, I believe in miracles because I believe in God. I believe in God. So, what am I saying? That possibly some of us here don't believe deeply in God. Don't you know God? There's a God. As I see ya. Oh, that's the God. As I see ya. That's the earth God. It's what, Kwame? Sasiya. It's the earth God. The earth mother. Yeah. I've noticed. But you see, some of us do not deeply believe in God. How do I know? If you believe in God, your sinning will finish to about 2%. It will not be. As for sin, we are made in sin. Some sins, they overtake us. So that one there, I'll make room for that one. But if you are, if I mean, If you believe that, you see, in the darkness where there's no light and we are in darkness, people's hands can roam and do things. True or not true? In darkness, where there's no light and there's nobody there, people can be squeezing things, touching things in the darkness because no one can see. But when the light comes on, everybody behaves like an angel. Yeah. Why? Because the light is on and people can see. That is why it is remarkable that the light is on and still hands are reaching out to touch and squeeze things. No. I mean, see, if you believe that God can see, God says, his eyes are roaming the whole world to and fro. God says, I search the hearts. If you believe that God searches the hearts and God is looking everywhere, and David asks, where can I flee from God? Where can I go? In the depths of the sea, God says, I am there. I am there. So if you believe this one, I tell you, your sinning will reduce to the mistakes. I don't know. Yeah. It will reduce to the mistakes and the fallings. But the deliberate ones will finish. But many of us are still not serious about many things. Some of us, we behave as if there's no God. Or God is not going to answer us. Some of us, we behave, I mean, you'll be amazed at the soul. I'll be there, but they won't come. I mean, you'll be amazed at people who are here and they don't tithe. They don't tithe. You'll be amazed at people who are here and their lives are inconsistent with their confessions. And I mean, the question is, who is the judge? I will tell you, me, I am not a judge. I don't have any desire to even enter into what you are doing, to find out what you are doing, what bad are you doing? What bad are you doing? Maybe I'm doing worse. Hey, I should point you as you are a liar, then meanwhile, your lie is 0.2, mine is 0.5. Then when the judgment comes, I'm more guilty than you. No. If you believe in God, if you believe deeply in God, look, a lot of things will change your life. Yeah. If you believe in God, I am surprised sometimes at the things I encounter in churches. I am surprised that you believe in God and still you can't tithe, you can't give offering. You are still struggling. Now, if you believe in God, some struggles will diminish. Amen. If you believe strongly in God, some worries will no longer be there because God is good and He's capable. And if you are, I remember when I went to the stadium here in Kumasi Sports Stadium many years ago to watch a football match, we were a few hard supporters in a big sea of Kotoko supporters. But we went with one of our friends. His name is something. I mean, he's big. If I say, there's nobody here like him. I mean, there's nobody here similar in size. He's big, taller, and broad. And when we got to the stadium, he took off his shirt, waved it, and sat down there. Finished. Nobody came near us. Nobody came near us. When we scored our one goal, we're shouting goal. Nobody came near us. I mean, when you see him, his name is something, you will not come near him. And he was strong too. Yeah. So, because we believed in him, around him, we were bold to shout. Around him. No, don't go far from him. Just he was sitting in the middle. So we were about 6 or 7. So we just sat all around him. No, don't go far. Don't go far from him. And let them know I am with him. Yeah. No. There's nobody here that is similar. I mean, nobody close to his structure. No. But you see, believe in God, and you are still afraid of certain things, then you are disgracing God. Then you are disgracing God. You are making God impotent. You are big but have nothing. No. If you believe in God, you see, I said I believe in miracles because I believe in God. And I'm telling you, take it the inverse. The inverse. If you believe in God, you have miracles. You have miracles. And your lack of miracles may be an indicator that you don't believe, let me say, deeply in God. Just to give you a room to say, I believe in God. We all believe in God. Just to give you that, don't argue with me about believing in God. But now let me qualify deeply. That is the trigger for miracles. Amen. Do you believe in God? How often do you talk to God? How often? And you see, those who say, I talk to God every morning, I will tell you, you don't believe in God. Because God is, it's like, I'm going somewhere with Reverend Albert. We meet here. Okay? Then we are going somewhere. And we have gone to spend the whole day together doing visitation and doing things. Can you imagine that? Yes, the two of us. I mean, his house is here, my house is here. Then we met to go and do all our visitations and things. Can you imagine that? Beautiful. So we are together the whole day. How much talking will we talk during the day? In the morning, good morning. Then that's it. Then that's it. We just meet, good morning. Okay, let's go. Then we do all our work. And then no talking again. Is that what it is? How much talking will we talk? Throughout the day. Because we are together throughout the day. How come you and you are with God? Unless God is not with you. Unless God is not with you. And you talk to God only good morning. Then you are finished with him till the night or the next day. Then he is not with you. Then you don't know the God that is our God. Then you don't know the God that is our God. That you are with the whole day since morning. When you said good morning, God, Holy Spirit, good morning. Then you had your quiet time. That's your last talking with God. Can't believe it. I cannot believe it. You don't believe in God. Or the picture you have of God is not correct. It is a warped picture of God. I don't mind your faces. I don't mind your faces. You don't believe in God. You don't believe in God. You know God is. Oh yeah, we know. I mean, we know things, but we don't believe in him as God. I was sharing in my church about God, but I couldn't finish. So I'm writing out for them points about God. After, and I said, I can't even go far. I just chose about 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 just to talk about him, just to give a picture of who God is. Because if you don't know God, your Christianity is based on what? It's based on what? What is the foundation of your belief? Let's finish before the time goes. Number 3. I believe in miracles because I believe in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. What I'll say, hello, what I'll say this evening is that most of us don't believe in the anointing. don't believe in it. If you did, you would take steps. You would try to take some steps to become anointed. What I'll say is this. Everybody here, no exception, believes in money. No exception. Why? Because everybody here is taking steps to acquire money. Even children. Even children are doing things for pocket money. They'll ask, "Mommy, how much will you give me?" Oh, it's not true. They'll ask. Yeah, everybody, and most people, when they are going to look for a job, one of the key things is how much is the salary. Everybody is mindful of money to the point where we are actively looking for it and even helping others to find it. Now, how many of us are looking for anointing? Mindful of anointing. And the answer I will tell you is a small fraction. Many of us know the word anointing. We know it. But that we are looking for it. No. Some are even working for God. But that you are looking for the word anointing. I mean, have you ever on your own prayed, "Oh God, anoint me," by your own initiative? And not only, I mean, sometimes by some lightning strike, you can pray, "Anoint me." But it's not a continuous prayer topic or a desire of the heart. It just came out of the blue. I mean, sometimes out of the blue, you can pray for China. Out of the blue, you can pray for something because it's a topic. But that you desire this thing. No. I mean, only Bishop Dag prays for other countries regularly. Nobody else I know of prays for countries, not our own. No. I believe in the anointing. I don't think many of us believe in the anointing. I don't think many of us vessel change. I mean, clearly our old containers can't contain the anointing. The lifestyle we had, it can't contain the anointing. The price for the anointing is the same price that Bishop Dag has paid, that everybody has paid. That's the price for the anointing. And we are nowhere making no attempt to pay the price. No, I mean, trying to know God on your own. Oh, I don't think so. Shabakataya. Even prayer meeting, cry, you don't come for prayer meeting. Yeah. Believe in the anointing. If you believe in the anointing, look, your efforts at church planting and church growth will be different. And your pressure and your tensions will be different. One of the things I will tell you is that if you truly believe in God and the power of God, many things will not worry you because you know one thing: God is in control. All things work together for good for them that love God, for those who are called according to their purpose. So if something happens, it's not a panic. What does Paul say? We mourn, but not as those who have no hope. Not as those, I mean, we mourn, yes, but we mourn with hope. It was difficult for me to mourn very much, Dr. Benu. It was difficult for me to mourn a certain morning. It was difficult for me. Rather, I was not, I couldn't be happy because somebody has lost their husband and somebody has lost his father. And it's somebody's wedding, there'll be no father there at his wedding. And there'll be no father there. So there were a lot of losses, that we're dealing with at that time, which were acute to me because I was hoping that he would see his son's wedding. I was hoping. I was trying to make a move that they'll bring it forward and do something. So I would be there to see it before he goes. But it didn't work. So there's a loss. But not a loss that he's gone. No. Not that, I mean, in my mind, he has taken the lead. The thing cry is not fair. I have served God many more years than him. He has gone ahead of me. He has seen Jesus fully before me. I mean, it's not fair. It's not fair. He has seen Jesus. He and Jesus are working together now, and I'm still here and this earth trying to balance things. It's not fair. If you believe in God, you will have a certain mind about things. If you believe in the anointing, your whole life will be different. But clearly, I'm talking to different people here this evening. Clearly. Because if you were to believe in the anointing, your reaction, if just now somebody mentioned politics and that something has happened, the reaction in the house will be very different from what I'm getting right now, talking about the anointing. Clearly, many of us are not anointing inclined. Many of us are not trying to get the anointing. We are just managing our lives. Or ask your neighbor, honest, hey, my neighbor, God did it, don't lie. You, do you care about the anointing? Look, do you care? God is watching you, don't lie. But they will still lie, you. They will still lie tonight, right here, right now. After what I've said, they don't believe in God. They will still say, oh yes, anointing. Oh yes, I believe in the anointing. What have you done to be anointed? What have you done? What prayer, what fast, what seeking, what crying unto God? What book have you read? What have you sought to get the anointing? There are so many books about the anointing. Which one have you taken to try and soak? Which book? I mean, the anointing books now, they are bebrae. Which one have you ever taken by yourself? Even to read keke. Not to study or to soak or to eat. Just to read for entertainment. About the anointing. None at all. Ask your neighbor, which anointing book have you read? Not as a preaching topic we are doing in church. Not even that one, cry, you didn't read it. You just carried it around. My time is going. That's why we don't see miracles. Number four. What's number one? I believe in the Bible. Look, tell your neighbor. Do you, the Bible. What did, it's my necessary, what did David say? My necessary food. The Bible. It's the light. It's the word, is the light. I mean, if this room goes dark, suddenly everybody is looking for light. Everybody is looking for light. If the light goes off now, we are all looking for light. How come you are never looking for the Bible? You are never looking for the Bible. Because when the lights go off, you don't look for your shoes or any other thing. No. You just cool. Everything can be where it is. I want their light. But you are in darkness consistently. But you're not looking for the Bible as a light. That's why I believe in God. Ah, God. To believe in God. If you know God, God is your best friend. Believe you me. That's why I altar call. I always say, Jesus is my best friend, my Lord, Savior, Master, and my best friend. It's not a cliche or just I added it to the altar call. It's a reality. If you know God, number three, I believe in the anointing. anointing. Shabakataya. I believe in the anointing. Lord, anoint us. Ha. Look, anointing is oil. Everything fried is nice. Everything fried is nice. Fried egg, fried plantain, fried chicken, fried rice, fried potatoes, fried yam. Everything fried is not nice. Always nicer than the boiled ones. Yeah. And oil makes things slippery and smooth. That's the anointing. It's the oil. It's the oil. It makes everything. I mean, your car. I was driving my car once. I was driving to Accra. Then my oil got finished. Oh. The oil finished. The engine broke. Oh, yeah. It broke. Because as I was going, you know, I had a problem with oil at that time. It was leaking oil. So I used to top up. Yeah, I would leak. I was going to Accra. I said, oh, as I topping up, it will take me to Accra. I don't know. I didn't get to, I think I passed Kintampo Small. Then the car began to jerk. Then the engine just went off. When I got down to check, I saw water under the engine. Water, shh. I said, oh, has the radiator overflowed? So I checked the radiator, it was intact. The engine had split open. It was working hot without oil. Running without oil. Heat, hot. You want to do the work without the oil? Oh, no, no, no. There's a word you discover. It's called burnout. There's the word. You will know the meaning of that word. Burnout. You are finished. I want to lie down and die. I want to stop the work. Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, I've been here for 30 years. You have been here for 2 years and you want to stop. And you want to stop. I can't believe it. After 2 years of Deeper Center. I can't believe it. It's incredible. Your engine is breaking. There's no oil. It's all manpower. You are trying to gather people by manpower. Once I was talking to Prophet Kakra, he was telling me that God spoke to him. That listen, he had a vision. He was going around knocking on doors. God told him, no. It's not efficient. Go to a mountaintop, stand there and speak. So he climbed the mountain, stood there, and was speaking. The people were coming. Yeah. That is anointing. That is anointing. That is a level of. That is why his church, the first time they were 800. Yeah, that's anointing of a certain kind. That's why he can go to any city in this country and get a crowd. Any city, anywhere. Prophet Kakra can land, you get a crowd. Bishop Dark, too, anywhere he has landed, you get a crowd. Anywhere. All Christians will arrive. Why? The anointing. And you are sitting here. If you didn't come, I will not mind. Because you don't want the work of God. But you are here under the guise of the work of God. And you don't want the anointing. You don't believe in it. Nah. You should immediately look for one of the anointing books and start soaking it. If what I'm saying is true, you should immediately. God, the Bible, I mean, if what I'm saying is true, that there's no miracle in your life, you should immediately look for something to correct this deficiency in your life. Number four. Okay, number four. I believe in miracles. Because I walk by faith. And I live by faith and not by sight. I believe in miracles because I walk by faith. This one, I will say it very briefly. There are two ways, either faith or logic and reason. Anything that you can explain and define is not faith. Because I work, and I work at the bank, or I work at the pharmacy, or I work at anywhere from in the morning 8 till the evening 5. Then I close and I go home. When they pay me month ending, it's not faith. It's of works. And that is why when I know where my money comes from, I'm not living by faith. But faith is the what? Assurance of what? Things hoped for. You are not sure. The evidence of things not seen. You are not sure. I mean, Prophet Kakra told me another thing. He said, if there's no fear in your life, you're not walking by faith. I said, oh, what are you saying? He said, no. When you are walking by faith, you are never sure. You are never sure of how. You only believe. If I say hope, I'll be taking you away from faith. So I'll not use the. You only believe that it will work. It will work. If you live by faith, you are never sure of anything. And that uncertainty will always bring an element of fear. What if it doesn't work? What if I give my offering today? I'm giving all my offering. Then I'm hoping that Reverend Charles will say today, I'm not going home. I'm going to the office first. So he'll pass. Normally, he goes to the office first. So today, he'll pass the office. And then, so I'm counting on him. So, and then when I go there, he's not going. Today, I'm not going there. Faith is, I am doing something. I don't know for sure how it will end, but I just believe that it will end. I don't know for sure how. That's why many of us don't pay tithes. Because when you pay tithes, you can do the calculations. And it doesn't add up. The money is deficit. I walk by faith. Believe what you have not seen. Believe it. Miracles are an expression of faith. No faith, no miracles. No faith, no miracles. Let me close because people are not being affected. They are waiting for me to finish. Number 5. I believe in miracles because I believe in the supernatural power of God. I believe in the supernatural power of God. What does that mean? It means that I believe that God will break natural laws for me. God will break natural laws. A natural law is what should happen naturally. Naturally, when you drop things and they fall down, they break. Naturally, when you don't work, you don't eat. Naturally, when you are growing older, you are getting weaker and whatever it is. These are the natural laws. But I believe that God is able That's why Jesus was able to walk on the water. And that miracle, I believe it. I mean, to me, it is one of the most fantastic miracles. Walking on water. Oh. I mean, it's the one you can't explain. All the others, you can find some way of explaining. Others had food in their pockets. You know, when I brought my bread, he too bought his bread. He too bought your bread. So all the breads came together. Then suddenly, my two bread is 50 bread. And some have even crowd, some have more than two. So their bread multiplied from people's pockets. You can't explain it. The woman's son, he wasn't dead. Oh, of course, coma. Oh, I mean, when the coffin shook, then he woke up. Hey, whoosh, 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 where am I? Ah, down there is not a dead coma. Ah, it's a common occurrence. Ah, and then peace be still. Oh, it was going to stop. But walking on the water. No. There's no way. If you say ice, in that country, there's no ice. No. It's a temperate country. There's no ice. I believe in the supernatural power of God. That means what should naturally happen. I believe that God can change it for me. Naturally, I don't have a degree, so I should not get this job. Naturally, I don't qualify because they've given us the conditions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And when I take the conditions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm outside, but I will apply. Why? Because I believe in miracles. I will apply. I was talking to somebody who was trying to get a visa. And she was like, hey, how do I go about it? I said, oh, apply. Let's apply. They said, oh, they say you have to bring your bank details and your bank accounts, and they will check your balances. If it's not big, they'll say you don't have money, and you go, you can come back or something. I said, no. Those are the natural expectations. You go and apply. Go and apply. Look, don't follow me. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to a spiritual person. So, she went. Look, you printed all those bank things, statements. They didn't even look at it. They were just chatting over the counter. You see that those things, it's not on the application form. You carry it with you. Then they ask for it. And some, they ask for some. Oh, they didn't ask. You see, naturally, they should ask. But are you here this evening? Yeah. Believe God to break natural laws for you. Believe God that natural laws will no longer be applied to you and that your way is slightly different. Yeah. That's why the woman who had no tubes, she became pregnant. Why? Hey, she shouldn't be. Naturally, she shouldn't be. But God can break natural laws. And you see, many of us, we are limiting ourselves by natural laws. By natural law of selection, law of promotion, law of everything. Natural laws. So we have trapped ourselves like the goat whose rope fell down. They are still standing in the same place. Or the sheep rather, the goat ran away. You are in the same place because to you, I've been tied here so long that I'm still here. Number 6. I believe in miracles because I believe in all the 19 miracles of Jesus. I believe in all the 19 miracles of Jesus. You know, it will be a very beautiful study. If you go and see Jesus' miracles, they were wonderful. And they have all types. All types. Jesus could do everything. And some of them to do it very some way. But Jesus, believe that what does Ecclesiastes say? Sow thy seed in the morning, and in the evening withhold not your hand, because thou knowest which one will do well. So Jesus' miracles, they are of all types. They are all types. Tell me about everything some can happen. Can happen. Miracles. Jesus was there, then they all left him. And he was there, and there was a huge crowd following him. Everything some. Everything some. I believe it. And that is why these miracles will follow us. Yeah. If you believe it. And the last one is the first one, because I believe in the salvation of a man's soul, which is the greatest miracle of all. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, if you are here and there is no miracle in your life, you are doing yourself bad. If you are here and you cannot see any unusual moves of God of any type, some seem but some are clear, fantastic miracles. But if you, they are to your benefit. They are to your benefit. If you cannot see, a clear move of God in your life, you cannot see some happenings. You cannot see, sometimes you can't identify or recognize that this is the move of God in your life. Those are also there, I accept. But you must see something unusual or something that you feel, this is unusual. If you are scoring zero, Charlie, let's check all these areas of our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's check these areas of our lives. And let's begin to, everybody should have, a miracle doesn't mean you all become rich, but you all become established in the things of God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and stand to your feet.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home."
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed. He called me back.